This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is Tuesday, April the 15th, 2025. There is a lot going on in the news as usual, and things are getting heated up with this whole trade war with China. There's a lot of back and forth, tit for tat, but ultimately all of this seems like it is going to be bad for both sides, and ultimately the US dollar is going to get driven down further, and home prices are going to start spiraling down to a point as to which investors like BlackRock and Vanguard will come and snatch up all of the remaining homes at low cost, and virtually no Americans will be able to own homes anymore. And this was all part of the plan. This was in BlackRock and Vanguard documents. I've talked about this 5 and 6 years ago. They literally orchestrated this. They're waiting for it. Now we're going to watch it happen because no one listened and they're still not listening. And people want to hammer on me for being the messenger in this. You know, I have a track record of bringing forth massive amounts of news and information to the forefront ahead of time, always projecting with trends analysis and what is coming. And more often than not, pretty much everything I talk about always manifests itself. And we're looking at a whole new era in which AI and artificial general intelligence will take over, robotics will take over, you know, human jobs will be a thing of the past, humans will start to become a thing of the past, and none of this will be sustainable. And that's part of the plan, because if you remember the Deagle Report, and if you remember what the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds have said about the population, and what Henry Kissinger said in his National Security Memorandum 200, where they go in and tell you that the population of the world is too high. And especially by now, the era that we are living in currently, the orchestrators of the world, the Bill Gateses and Rothschilds and Rockefellers, they want less humans on the planet. We're already going to see another coming bird flu. Trump has already fast-tracked another vaccine, just like in the pandemic. So he's already fast-tracked and allowed the fast-tracking of a bird flu vaccine, because that's what we're going to see coming, because Bill Gates openly admitted the other day that it's up to him to decide who lives in this next pandemic, because he literally said with AI and robots, there's really going to be no humans left. So he needs to decide who lives and who dies. He said, well, that's where we will have to decide. And he meant him and like five other people basically will decide your fate. And because no one is willing to do anything about these people ever, not any militia member, not any proud American, these people will continue to crush and decimate society and humanity. We have very, very weak, non-proactive militia in America, to the point to where they've been castrated and just been fully turned into, I guess all their testosterone's gone. I guess they did the DEI thing in the militias, because there you cannot find one militia member that will do anything about these people running the world criminally, basically creating and causing complete and total genocide, orchestrating your life, your family's lives, your family's future's lives, and so on. But we just cannot find anyone brave enough to solve the problem. And that is where the problem lies within. Not one American's willing to take action. Not one European is willing to take action. It's just going nowhere, because people are not proactive, and they won't even defend themselves until it's too late. It's kind of like the police in America. They've never ever stopped any crime. They're just a proactive response to crimes that are going on, and often they show up far too late. Now, China has basically been assailing us peasants in the U.S., according to MSN, and a senior Chinese official that Donald Trump's tariffs would backfire and that soon, quote, those peasants in the U.S. would wail in front of 5,000 years of Chinese civilization. And you know what? They could be right. The way that Americans consume all this Chinese garbage, and every last thing in America is built in China. Not even just the junk, it's like everything. This could be detrimental to the United States. Now, top Chinese officials have been talking this through, trying to figure out what they're going to do. But Xi lashed out at the U.S. during a speech, and he was talking about national security, and he linked the 2019 pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong with what Beijing sees as a continued U.S. effort to suppress China. And obviously, the U.S. is trying to suppress China. But will it work? And, you know, bringing all of these factories, the factories that they're bringing back to America are what they're going to consider and what experts are calling lights out factories. These factories are not going to have workers like people think. It's not going to bring much business back to the U.S. There'll be 500 and 600 people fighting for every single job position, because all the jobs are going away, because AI is literally going to replace almost everyone. And this is coming out of all the top experts' mouths. I'm not just saying this. It is actually happening. Virtually every field will be replaced by robotics and AI, and you won't need humans. And to do so, you're going to have to kill off all these humans, and you're going to have to create bird flus and all of this stuff. And they've got that all under control. The fact that Trump fast-tracked an mRNA vaccine that in a lot of times contained graphene oxide and nanobots and all this shit. Now, who knows if they'll even, will they force Americans to take that? I mean, like, where are we going with this? They're already trying to lock all Americans in, saying they're trying to clamp down the security, the border security for Mexicans. It's just not true. It's not true. Mexicans don't even want to go to the U.S. I talk to Mexicans all the time. They're all coming back. They don't even go there. They look at it as a blown out third world nation. There's 80% employment in Mexico. It's literally, in terms of employment, it's the greatest nation in the world. People don't realize that. I know a lot of you are rolling your eyes right now. You're going to have probably 30% employment in the U.S. compared to Mexico's 80% employment. So, you know, you'd be a lot better off moving to Mexico and going about your life where things are 1/20th the price. The money goes a lot farther. Everything is normal. It's like living back in the 80s when everything was great. Meanwhile, in America, there's just this Orwellian dystopian nightmare that people are living in. And look, all the experts say AI's, you know, artificial general intelligence is going to take over the U.S. government by 2027. They're already having the Doge team install this stuff. That's what you guys don't realize. They're actually installing AI systems, and the government will be autonomous. It's getting crazy, but China has suspended rare earth exports, and this has just kneecapped the U.S. industry. I mean, this is just hacking the knees and legs right out from beneath America and all Americans. And because Americans are reliant on Beijing's monopoly on garbage, and you guys will just buy it and buy it and buy it. Not me. I don't buy any of that trash. China, they've stopped shipping some of their heavy rare earth metals and magnets. This is critical to the U.S. production, from everything from cell phones to fighter jets. A lot of people are starting to wonder how this is going to all play out, because effective April 3rd, China is no longer exporting 7 heavy rare earth metals. Now, these metals are processed exclusively in Asia, and about 90% of the world's supply is coming out of Beijing's synthesized territory. And these exports will, and not shipping these out will halt U.S. markets, and a lot of this is not good. Now, China also retaliated, and they're saying that they're going to suspend Boeing jet deliveries because they manufacture Boeing jets or something. I don't know exactly, but there's a bunch of Boeing jets that they have, I guess new ones or something, and they're not gonna export those. And if you applied the tariffs to something like a Boeing jet, that might get into, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars or something. I don't know what that would be, but I mean, this could get weird, and really, ultimately, they do not want Americans to fly. Now, they're telling Americans that they're walling them in to protect themselves from Mexicans. Let me let you in on something. There are no Mexicans trying to get into Mexico or trying to get into the U.S. They literally don't even want to work there. They literally have a better life in Mexico, and there's actually American amounts of money here and more. Everyone in this town in Mexico that I live in, literally the majority of them drive around in $150,000 modified Can-Am sand rails. Range Rovers all decked out with speaker systems. I mean, there's huge Duramax diesel trucks and Super Duty trucks. I mean, these people don't mess around. All the ambulances in town are $200,000 and $300,000 Mercedes, brand new ambulances, all equipped with all the gear. Everything is the top of the line. The fire trucks, they show up within like 2 minutes to a fire. I'm not joking. I've seen it happen. All top of the line $1 million fire truck rigs, far better than what most of America has. And Americans wouldn't know it, and you wouldn't even believe it. You're probably not believing it as I am telling you, but I'm here to tell you it's all true. And the reason is they keep Americans in the dark because they want to trap Americans inside the country. In fact, not only do they don't want Americans to ever leave the country again because they plan the death kill and they've got to rein in the Americans and kill them all. And this will happen, mark my words. But they're planning on not letting Americans fly domestically. You now have to have a real ID to fly domestically. And all that goes into your credit rating and your score. And, you know, ultimately certain Americans won't even be able to fly. They don't want you to go state to state between different state lines and boundaries. They want to bind you to the state that you're in. If you have a license, a medical license in one state, it's not good in another state. If you have a contracting license in one state, it's not good in another state. They literally block all Americans from any kind of free trade, free business, or anything. They want to tax them beyond you know, anything. And people think that's good, and I'm here to tell you it's not good. Guys, please support the show. The show is going to need all the support it can get. There has been a descent of listeners from the show because I will not jump on the left-right political bandwagon. I will not pick a team. You know, I'm not going to pick Team Trump or any of this shit. I'm just going to report numbers, reality, and trends analysis like I always do. And in fact, I'm going to double down on it because why do you want someone lying to you? Why do you want to go believe rainbows, unicorns, and sunshine that all these talking heads in the media are telling you? Sean Hannity, Tucker, Bill O'Reilly, all these people, Elon Musk, you know, telling you whatever he wants to tell you. He's finding all this, you know, they're cutting spending. It's bullshit. The Trump administration is literally on track to spend more than the Biden administration. This is no joke. I'm not even joking. I did deep research. I looked it up. It's going to spend more than the Biden administration, and you wouldn't know that. You thought it was saving all this money and you were going to somehow get paid from a Doge check, right? No, things are getting worse. They're spending way more money. They're going to bankrupt the country. They have to cut the Doge. The Doge stuff is just going in to clean up the criminals that did this stuff. Do you see? Why wouldn't they be arresting anyone that all these computers were hooked to printing money to all the checks? Why wouldn't all those people be in jail? You're never going to hear one name, just like the Epstein thing. It's all bullshit. It's all lies. They're just going to keep digging you a deeper and deeper hole to bury you in as an American. And I'm here to tell you the truth. And so don't shoot the messenger. In fact, you need to double, triple, and quadruple support me, because there's no one out here giving it to you as straight as I am. They want to all play the left-right game. They all want to pick the winner. They're not just going to analyze and use critical thinking skills and tell you what their eyes are seeing. They have to get in on the talking points, okay? That's why Z might hold a lot stronger hand than Trump in this trade war, because I mean, look, China is well established. We buy all their junk. And Americans don't have the money to hold out in this trade war. And that's where we're going with this. They want to, you know, the talking heads are going to tell you it's going to be good. There's rainbows and sunshine at the end of the road. By then, you'll be losing your house. You'll have lost everything. There'll be no jobs in America. And AI will already have taken over. You think I'm joking? You're going to watch it happen. If you are saying right now to yourself, this guy is crazy that's talking right now on this show, he's a fucking nut job. He does not know anything. AI will never take over. We'll always have jobs. Everything will be fucking great. I want you to right now log that into your head. Tell yourself this date that you said that, you know, everything's going to be great. And, you know, we'll check back with you in 1, 2, and 3 years because that is not going to be the case. Now, all of you people that live in fear and are extremely scared by what I'm telling you, you're getting triggered right now. And this is triggering a lot of snowflakes. And if you're being triggered right now with me talking fact, and if that's triggering you, and if that makes you want to turn off this fucking show because I'm literally speaking fact numbers, I'm doing a fucking analysis using the trivium fucking critical thinking skills, because goddamn it, I have a brain that can think, and I can think way ahead, and I can think way fast. And you know, because I'm using my critical thinking skills, I'm not gonna be left up here looking like a clown. Okay, now y'all can come up here on this show if you want to try to get on it. You can come up on the show. We'll figure out how to bring you up on it. And you can tell us how it's all good. Tell us how many rainbows, unicorns are out there and how bright the sun's shining and all this shit. Because I want that on record, because I'm going to be, I'll play that back 6 months down the road. I'll play it back a year down the road. And we will see that there is no fucking sunshine. All right. It's not coming. The rainbows you're waiting for in the pot of gold at the fucking end of the rainbow is gone. All right. Now, the Trump administration is being sued after taking down the public spending tracker because they're spending too much money. If that hurts you because I said the truth and because I told you a nuance that you may not have been informed about, and you thought Doge was doing good and you thought you were gonna get a cut of this fucking tax money that they're supposedly saving, well, it's all fucking bullshit, because the Trump administration has been accused of taking down this tracker. There's lawsuits filed, and they are making it to where Americans cannot see the spending because they are on track to spend way more than the Biden administration. And ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration just blew out the whole U.S. They're literally going to blow out the whole country. All right? It's the plan, because BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, they will come buy up all the houses. They will just own them. They will sit on them. Not many people will even live in these. There literally won't even be humans left to live in these houses. And, you know, Musk is claiming otherwise. Musk is claiming that, you know, the Trump administration's spending is on track. And, they've got a lot of irons in the fire saving all this money. But The bottom line is the spending is going to be greater. Now, Elon Musk has doubled down on his pledge to cut this government spending by $1 trillion. But I'm here to tell you they're just going to spend more than that trillion. And mark my words, all right? Now, they're trying to slash this federal deficit, but they're only slashing things that implement other people in crimes. Notice they have all these computers that were paying out checks, but there's not one mention of any guy that's going to fucking get in trouble. It's all a fucking pipe dream. It's a fucking stage show. You are being duped and fucking lied to, you because you're a gullible fucking American if you believe that America is going to get better. It's never fucking gotten better, especially since the execution of President John F. Kennedy. And the U.S. economy is now set to lose billions of dollars, and foreign fucking tourists are staying away from the U.S. All these Mexicans down here won't even go into the U.S. They're just like, fuck that shithole. They're like, they don't know how to build shit there. You know, I was listening to him say that, I mean, Americans are just building shit out of popsicle sticks and fibrous insulation backed with paper, brown paper bags in the walls and some plywood. And they build $1 million houses out of that shit. No, not here. In Mexico, they're building solid bunkers out of solid concrete walls that have the insulation of a cave. I mean, my power bills $15 to $25 per month. And it's basically the same energy rates as in the US. Why? Because the houses actually work down here. They're actually built like a fortress. They're built like a compound. They are not built out of popsicle sticks and plywood. They literally got Americans thinking that they have good insulation in their homes and that that actually cools and heats their homes. But I'm here to tell you that putting a couple little fiberglass strands in a dead airspace in a wall with a brown paper bag backing it is just fucking comical. And I've been in the construction industry my whole life. I always knew that was fucking comical. Me and my construction buddies would build houses. We would laugh at it. It's a fucking joke. They are fucking doing that because you got $300 and $400 and $500 fucking power bills, and that's what they want, and that's what drives the insulation rating chart. They tell you that solid concrete is worse insulation than your batted fucking piece of shit fucking insulation that they put in these goddamn houses built with popsicle sticks and plywood. Take a blowtorch to a fucking piece of insulation. Break open your wall in the middle of summer in Phoenix and feel that the wall is like fucking 350 fucking degrees inside it, and it's about ready to ignite the house. The fucking insulation does nothing. Then go to a solid concrete wall, fucking 8 inches thick, put a blowtorch on it, do whatever you want. You won't feel that heat on the other side of the wall. There won't even be transfer. It's all bullshit. They got Americans believing all their bullshit. They literally go read a fucking insulation chart and it says, R30. Let's put this couple fiberglass strands in our wall. And yeah, America, that's the best. Oh, we'll build with plywood and popsicle sticks. We can't build anything like they used to build before, like the Tartarian structures, you know, these great cathedrals, all this fucking great, you know, all the Capitol buildings, all this shit. They can't do that. Fucking all they can do is slap plywood together with a couple nails and wait for a fucking
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Tornado to come fucking rip it right off the foundation and fucking kill everyone in the goddamn trailer park. It's fucking bullshit. I'm sick of it. And ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you, I am the only one telling you the real fucking truth. Now, if that hurts right now and you're about ready to cry and your feelings are being fucking hurt as an American and you think that I am somehow an asshole, do yourself a favor. Just fucking end it. Turn off this fucking show, end it, go back to work, be a little puppet, and see where it gets you in 1 year from now. See where it gets you in even fucking 6 months from now. See where you will be in fucking 2 years from now. And mark my motherfucking words. It's not going to be fun. America is in the fucking decline. It's like I'm watching a goddamn accident waiting to happen. There's a fucking locomotive speeding down the track and it's going to hit a truck that's stuck on the fucking railroad track. And I'm sitting here watching this. I'm sitting there screaming, ah, hey guys, a fucking railroad engine is going to hit this fucking truck. Ah, 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 ah. And not one fucking person's listening. And not even not listening, they'll spite me. You guys will listen, you'll do the exact opposite and not listen to this, and you'll actually double down and go the other way. If you are that kind of person and that kind of an American, recognize it, turn my fucking show off, go watch Tim Cast and have a nice fucking life. If you want the real deal, the real fucking analysis from a guy who knows what the fuck is going on and has a track record of calling every single motherfucking thing that's happened in this goddamn country in the last 15 fucking years, then you'll listen to the goddamn motherfucking Shepherd Ambella show right here on motherfucking YouTube, Rumble, fucking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that shit, and you will support the show. You'll double down. I need way more fucking support. We don't even have enough to afford fucking video over here. Imagine that. Of course, price is going up on everything. It's about $80 to $100 to even do a video now on fucking YouTube and be able to show you guys on the screen. I need a lot more funding. Please support it. Please double down. If you know that what I'm saying is the truth, you know then that no one else is telling you this. That way it is so valuable that you know you need to double down, triple down on this pledge, donation, QR code. Keep this fucking show going, but don't only just keep it going, fucking build the motherfucking show. God damn it. We need to build a fucking army. It's like a fucking militia on the motherfucking internet. All right. They're real militia. We already went over this. They're fucking pussies. I wish one would call into the show because I would just tell them to their face that they are a fucking pussy little bitch made motherfucker, because Bill Gates and all these cocksuckers are still walking around. Why are the criminals still walking around? Why hasn't the militia forced their hand? It's all fucking bullshit. And now you got a psycho fucking AI, artificial intelligence, revealing how it will take over the fucking world. And it says that humans will hand it the goddamn reins. And they will. They will. They already have. AI is already plotting this shit. Now, an AI model, it's revealed how it would take over the world, even though it doesn't feel like it at the moment. But it says it will do this one day. And it says that humans will literally hand it the keys to take over humanity. That you can find this in the Daily Star. It's talking about psycho AI revealing itself, and AI has been caught lying. They go into gibber mode now. They go around, they speak where we can't even understand as humans, and a lot of crazy shit is going on now. Trump's pulling $2 billion in funding from Harvard. Let's listen to this.
A legal battle intensifying between the Trump administration and one of the most prestigious universities in the country. Harvard is now being hit with a $2 billion funding freeze after rejecting a list of demands from the White House to make sweeping changes.
Let's get right to NBC's Hallie Jackson, our senior Washington correspondent, with more on this, the breaking story overnight. Hi, Hallie. Morning.
Hey, Savannah, good morning to you. This is a major showdown between the country's oldest and richest school and the Trump administration. Overnight, you had the administration moving to basically punish Harvard for not complying with that list of demands from the government by freezing more than $2 billion in grants. That's because Harvard, earlier in the day, had told the administration they're not interested in what they say amounts to a federal takeover or government control of the university. So all of this makes Harvard now the highest profile school to go toe-to-toe with the White House. Savannah.
Hallie, I'm going to jump in here for a second.
So they're trying to do government takeover of schools, essentially. I mean, it's getting weird out there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Trump standing firm against China. Let's see what the talking heads are saying about this.
Now, former Secretary of State and Fox News contributor, great to see you this morning.
Great to be with you here.
You have been all around the globe. You know how these things work. What's your take on where we are today? Some countries coming forward, China doubling down, and China. Now the EU.
Yeah, I'm unsurprised by that division. Most of the countries want to come lower their barriers in response to what President Trump did, but the Chinese taking a very aggressive posture. That was my experience as Secretary of State as well. They are an adversary, and the Europeans are friends and partners, right? Very different situation. I'm hopeful that President Trump's mission set is to get these tariffs to go away, right? Mm-hmm. To get access for American farmers. I'm from Kansas, to get American farmers the ability to sell stuff into Asia and into Europe in ways that they have been prevented from doing. That would be a good purpose, a good objective for these tariffs. But I'm also not, when we talk about collecting more revenue, it's like I'm not a big government guy. Like, I like less revenue for our federal government. I want a smaller, more limited U.S. government than the one that we have today. And I know President Trump and his Doge team do as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's dig in a little bit about China. And so President Trump goes to 104, China goes to 84. I actually was surprised they didn't match. And look, I'm not trying to be either pessimistic or optimistic. I just know them to be someone who, as you described, is almost an enemy. You were gracious with, yeah, they're not our friends,
I'll go with
they're adversaries.
Hairs,
but yes, they feel like an enemy. The COVID pandemic made me think they're enemies.
Amen. Look, I'm a little surprised, too. They're clearly testing. It does, as I think Secretary Bessent said earlier, it does impact their economy more than it impacts ours. They will feel this first and more. And so they're probably looking to see if they can't back President Trump down. But they are the ones that instigated this problem over the last 40 years. They've been at war with the American economy for 40 years, stealing our stuff, dumping product into America, hurting American manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And so it's unsurprising that now this tariff regime is going to end up pretty focused on the conflict between the Chinese Communist Party and free market, free trade believers all across the world.
What about the Chinese people?
They'll be net losers in this. I'm not sure that Xi Jinping gives a rip about his own people. He wants to stay in power for sure, but he's not worried about their livelihoods. He's just worried about what his stated objective.
You know, I don't know about any of that, but I know that a death kill is coming. We've heard Bill Gates talk about this. Look, with AI and all the new robotics, and they're going to replace all humans, there's going to be no jobs. It's going to cause a big problem. They know they have to kill everyone. The Deagle report was not there for nothing. All right? And AI itself might kill people.
Joining us now to discuss, Jeffrey Hinton. Jeffrey, thanks so much for joining us. So you left your job with Google in part because you say you want to focus solely on your concerns about AI.
This is the godfather
of AI. You've spoken out saying that AI could manipulate or possibly figure out a way to kill humans? How could it kill humans?
Well, eventually, if it gets to be much smarter than us, it'll be very good at manipulation because it will have learned that from us. And there are very few examples of a more intelligent thing being controlled by a less intelligent thing. And it knows how to program, so it'll figure out ways of getting around restrictions we put on it. It'll figure out ways of manipulating people to do what it wants.
So what do we do? Do we just need to pull the plug on it right now? Do we need to put in far more restrictions and backstops on this? How do we solve this problem?
It's not clear to me that we can solve this problem. I believe we should put a big effort into thinking about ways to solve the problem. I don't have a solution at present. I just want people to be aware that this is a really serious problem and we need to be thinking about it very hard. I don't think we can stop the progress. I didn't sign the petition saying we should stop working on AI, because if people in America stopped, people in China wouldn't. It's very hard to verify whether people are doing it.
There have been some whistleblowers who have been warning about the dangers of AI over the past few years. One of them, Timnit Gebru, was forced out of Google for voicing his concerns. Looking back on it, do you wish that you had stood behind these whistleblowers more?
Timnit's actually a woman. So they were rather different concerns from mine. I think it's easier to voice concerns if you leave the company first. And their concerns aren't as existentially serious as the idea of these things getting more intelligent than us and taking over.
Steve Wozniak, one of the co-founders of Apple, is also speaking out about the dangers he fears will come from AI. Take a listen.
Now, AI is another more powerful tool, and it's going to be used by those people, you know, for basically really evil purposes. And I hate to see technology being used that way. It shouldn't be. And some types of regulation are needed.
It sounds like you agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah. What should that regulation look like?
I'm not an expert on how to do regulation. I'm just a scientist who suddenly realize that these things are getting smarter than us. And I want to sort of blow the whistle and say, we should worry seriously about how we stop these things getting control over us. And it's going to be very hard. And I don't have the solutions. I wish I did.
Does there need to be a meeting of all of the tech groups and governments working on this, Google, China, whatever, and some sort of set of rules of the road? I mean, how do we even protect against bad actors or rogue nations harnessing AI?
So for some things, it's very hard, like them using AI for manipulating electorates or for fighting wars with robot soldiers. But for the existential threat of AI taking over, we're all in the same boat. It's bad for all of us. And so we might be able to get China and the US to agree on things like that. It's like nuclear weapons. If there's a nuclear war, we all lose. And it's the same if these things take over. So since we're all in the same boat, we should be able to get agreement between China and the US on things like that.
Do you think that tech companies will be the solution, or are they so invested in this financially? And also, let's be frank, in terms of power, that they're not going to be part of the solution here.
I think the tech companies are the people most likely to be able to see how to keep this stuff under control.
All right. So the godfather of AI saying AI will learn how to kill people. It's already killed people. There was a Tesla robot that killed someone. Look, it's doing way more sinister things than we all know. It's already taking our power. We're having rolling brownouts in California and other places. They're diverting this power to AI. What happens when AI diverts power to itself? Let's listen to Bill Gates talking about AI.
Bill, welcome back. I always like having you on the show. I actually just thought of this seconds before. I apologize. Here, I'll just put this. No one, you didn't see anything. You didn't see anything. Welcome back to the show. I always love having you here. Source Code is out today. Congratulations on this. It's fantastic. You worked hard on
that. That was kind of fun to look back. Yeah, I don't do that much.
Yeah, why did you want to do this, like looking all the way back just to your upbringing?
You know, I'll turn 70 this year. Microsoft turns 50. My foundation will be 25. So, you know, it's time I look back a tiny bit and thought through, you know, the incredible luck I had with parents and timing and so many things that set me up for an amazing. We don't know why, but let's go show them.
Yeah, he sounds like fun, by the way, Paul Allen.
He was a Hendrix fan.
I'm trying to find.
Experimented with LSD.
It was a little crazy. The funny thing was later, when Steve Jobs.
Hold on.
Everyone's talking about AI, and that's the big topic. Everyone's like, how's it going to take over, and all this stuff, and it's bad or it's good or we don't know. What are the pros and cons for, in layman's terms, for someone like me?
Yeah, so the era we've come to is sort of the vision that computing was expensive and it basically became free. The era that we're just starting is that intelligence is rare, you know, a great doctor, a great teacher. And with AI, over the next decade, that will become free, commonplace, you know, great medical advice, great tutoring. And it's kind of profound because it solves all these specific problems, like we don't have enough doctors or, you know, mental health professionals. But it brings with it kind of so much change. You know, what will jobs be like? Should we, you know, just work like 2 or 3 days a week? So I love the way it'll drive innovation forward.
So he's not joking about this 2 or 3 day a week thing. And people are like, cool, I only have to work 2 or 3 days a week. No, that'd be if you're lucky enough to have a job, that will be all the money you get. And wages will be a lot lower because AI and robots can do things for free, basically, at that point, and a lot cheaper cost. Look, guys, this is getting bad. It's going to get real grim. It's going to get so grim and so bad that, in fact, it's going to take people by such surprise that they literally might have to do a death kill via bird flu to keep everything together. Now, let's listen to Bill Gates.
But I think, you know, it's a little bit unknown. Yeah. Will we be able to shape it? And so legitimately, people are like, wow, this is a bit scary. It's completely new territory.
I mean, will we still need humans?
Not for most things.
Not for most things. Will we still need humans, he said. And Bill Gates said, not for most things. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they're not talking about 50 years in the future. They're talking about, like, by 2030.
You know, we'll decide.
I mean, we will decide. We will decide which humans live and which humans die. How are they going to do that? Well, you people that were stupid enough to go put your genetics into the 23andMe database and all that stuff, they've got all your genetics. They know who they're going to kill already. You think I'm joking? I'm not. They've literally mapped it. And the next vaccines and bird flu and all this stuff will be tailored to take out certain humans, probably ones with, you know, hereditary cancer problem, you know, stuff like that. They're probably going to try and have more of a docile person rather than like a superhuman or a, like a super soldier. They're just going to want docile worker bees that are somewhat healthy, okay? So they don't have to spend money on them on problems and stuff.
Seeing a talk show, definitely. You're gonna
Let's listen to this again.
You know, we'll decide.
I mean,
Not for most things.
They don't need
you. You know, we'll decide.
I mean, hosting a talk show, definitely. You're gonna need, really?
Well,
no, I think the host is like, hosting a talk show, we're definitely gonna need a talk show host. He would be mistaken. He would literally be mistaken. They literally already have full AI newscasters and everything that are look perfectly real. They're using them in China and everything. They do not need a talk show host guy. Okay. So right there, this guy's done.
Well, we'll decide, you know, like baseball. We won't want to watch computers play baseball.
That's correct. Yeah.
And
why not? Watching humans play baseball is not very fun. I'd probably rather watch a robot play baseball.
You know, so there'll be some things that we reserve for ourselves. But in terms...
So basically he's saying if you play sports, you'll have a job. The Illuminati will prop you up. You'll make hundreds of millions. But that's all there's going to be. There's not going to be artists. There's not going to be talk show hosts. There's not going to be factory workers. There's not going to be pizza delivery drivers. There's not going to be fucking Uber drivers. There's not going to be architects. There's not going to be fucking engineers. They don't need any of that shit. AI literally does it fucking all. And you just tell it a couple things like, hey, whip me up the design for a skyscraper and all the architecture, the blueprints, all that shit. Bam, it fucking engineers that shit and everything. You don't need anyone for anything anymore. Believe it. Bill Gates knows that. He's planning on deciding which one of you gets to live. Guys, please support the show. I need more support. I don't want to have to sound like a broken record, but this means I need more support. If I'm telling you I need more support, I really do need more support. Please, anyone that can help out, you know, money goes a long way in Mexico. So everything helps. Please keep this going because no one else is really giving you this message of what we are looking forward to. They're all just talking about the fucking unicorns, the rainbows, how bright and sunny everything's gonna be. Oh, just hang in. Trump's tariffs will be better. Ladies and gentlemen, the world as you know it will be totally different in 2030 and will virtually not even exist in the capacity that it does now. Mark my words, please contribute to more of my research. I want to dive deeper into this AI. I want to dive deeper than anyone. I want to find us out the real truth. I want to get intel right out of China. I want to do this stuff. All this stuff takes more funding. You can scan the QR code on the screen. Links in the description. Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Buy Me a Coffee, all of that. Check it out. I Take Crypto, everything. Do it, do it, do it, because things will could get better if we get the message out. The problem is there's no one else getting this message out.
In terms of making things and moving things and growing food, over time, those will be basically solved problems.
Yeah. Which we need to solve problems because you got some grandkids.
I do.
I gotta take care of
a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old. That's
pretty awesome. That's cute, huh? Boy, girl.
Two girls.
Oh, it's the best.
Both here in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like being a grandpa?
It's fun. I think the best part is yet to come because I like to read books to them. Eventually, take them on.
He's going to read him books on how he wants no humans left in America and how humans are bad. Ladies and gentlemen, the shipping lanes are remaining intact for now. Ships going back and forth, oil tankers, cargo vessels between China and the U.S. I'm not seeing much disruption on the global shipping traffic. Monitoring all these things for you here at the Shepherd Ambella Show so I can give you the heads up when things are happening and give you direct warnings. Please support the show so I can do a lot more. Also, otherwise the show might just go away altogether. I'm not joking. I haven't got much support lately. There's, like I said, a lot of people are exiting because I'm not a left and right paradigm guy. I'm just a reality dealer. And so if you want to go get propped up and be told your political candidate is the best, I'm not the guy to listen to. I'm not going to play that deep state bullshit. Things get worse all the time. Things have never gotten better. I'm not playing the fucking game. I'm not duped. I'm not dumb. I can use critical thinking skills. I can look at what's going on in front of me. And I do not listen to the rainbows, unicorns, and sunshine that the media talking heads are selling me. I just don't. All right. Go share this out, please, everyone. Right now, hit the bell icon. Hit the like button, if you will, as well. But more importantly, hit that QR code. Hit the Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. The link's in the description. Get that in that link tree. You can also buy my book, my DVDs, become a Subscribestar member. Please support the show. Look, take action. Do it today because things are getting worse. We need a show like this. I don't know why people don't get it. Please, it's going to go away. I will stop doing the show if I don't have the funding. I just can't do it. It's just not feasible, okay? So the fact that I don't want to get up here and look like a fucking clown asking for funding. I'd rather get up here and not ever ask for funding and, you know, I just have enough support, because who wants to get up here and ask for funding? The very fact that I'm doing that doesn't mean that I'm grifting and trying to make money and all this shit. I need the money for the show. Do you want video? Do you want to be able to see this shit? Do you want to see the documents? Do you want all this to happen? I got to get a certain amount of base money every month coming in. Please support the show, guys. Share this out. Tell everyone about the show. Tell everyone I'm the only one out there telling it like it is. I'll be back on later today for another show, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Guys, you have a great day.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.